you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you've been listening all week, thank you. You know we are celebrating Pride Month by re-releasing a few of our favorite queer stories. Today is our fourth and final day, and this one is worth waiting for.
Do you remember the story of Hope and Eric? This pair has been through a lot and have learned to love and grow together through it all, including discovering that they are both bi. What better way to celebrate Pride than telling the story of courage, trust, and a whole lot of love?
So yo, 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 I'm in love with yo, 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 yo. There ain't no more to say to you. The art of courtesy you should know. I'm in love with you.
Alicia, I have a question about change.
Uh-oh.
The evolution, not the spare money in your pocket.
I assume.
Coins.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Now, as you know, as we've talked about, I met my husband in high school and we're in our mid-40s now and we've sort of grown up together. We figured out how to be adults and how to adult together at the same time, which was a lot considering how very different our perspectives were when we started. But, you know, we go along together pretty well. It's been 21 years, almost 22.
Oh my gosh.
Years of marriage. I know, we'll be 22 years in May.
That's so wild.
But I have a question for you. In terms of change, I know that you and Kai have been together for a little over 2 years now.
It is exactly 2 years.
What have some of the changes been for you?
I mean, it was weird to navigate the world changing when you're just getting to know somebody because you kind of have to decide very quickly, like, okay, especially in terms of the pandemic, you know, do I really want to see this person? Do I really want to isolate with this person? Because that's essentially what you have to do. You have to bubble with them. And then everything changed around us and people changed around us and circumstances changed. My best friend moved away. We were pretty close, you know, geographically, and that was a little hard. And yeah, it was a lot to navigate all at once within packed into those 2 years. I would say we had about a decade worth of changes. I joke about this because the only movie we saw together in a theater before the world shut down was Sonic the Hedgehog. And I remember, and he's very happy about this, but I am not. Because I remember standing in front of that movie theater and I think Knives Out was playing or something like that. I was like, maybe we should go to Knives Out. And we were both like, oh, we'll just go next time. And then there was no next time. And so that's the example I use of, you know what? If you want to do something, we should have gone to like a double feature that night. We could have seen them both or something.
I am so amused. Wow.
It was really cute though, because I'm glad I saw it with him, because he was like, he loved it so much because he's really big into video games and animated stuff. And it was actually one of the cute things was beforehand, he asked me like, what snacks do you like? And so I said, oh, I like those peach gummies. And so in the middle of the movie theater, he like reaches into his pocket and pulled out a little contraband bag of peach gummies. And I was like, oh, that's cute.
That's adorable.
Yeah, so something good came out of it, even if it's the only movie.
Well, speaking of truly knowing someone, peach gummies, Sonic the Hedgehog, and all, I am very excited for us to talk to our guests today. Hope and Eric know all about what it means to go through great personal changes, even bigger than Sonic the Hedgehog, bigger than that. Hope James is an actor and writer and an active volunteer for the Trevor Project, a crisis support organization supporting LGBTQ youth. Eric Eisenhower is an actor and philosopher. You may have seen him as Oren on Parks and Rec. These two started dating in high school. I know all the words to that song, and they have been together ever since. During their many years as a couple, they have experienced massive changes in discovering different dimensions of their gender, sexuality, and even religion and career. And despite all of those changes and twists and turns, instead of growing apart, they have found a way to strengthen their relationship and become closer together. Please welcome Hope and Eric. Eric and Hope, I am so excited to welcome you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Before we get started, I just want to tell you, Eric, I'm such a huge Parks and Rec fan. So I'm so excited to meet the famous Oren right now.
That's awesome. Well, I could go into character and just not talk for the rest of the thing.
Maybe not for a podcast.
Okay.
So please tell us all of the things, basically. We want to know everything about you. Super nosy questions. Starting with, how did you guys meet and how did you get to be where you are now? Because I know your relationship and you have both changed and evolved. You're like the Pokemon of relationships.
Yes. Although I feel like that's normal for a relationship.
I agree.
We just happened to do it younger, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we met in high school theater.
That's true. And we started dating the following year as we continued to do plays together. So actually, this is just one very long showmance. That's really what it is.
It's all for the PR. It's all for the PR. Oh, yeah. Man. What was your first show together?
So it was The Snow Queen, which is actually known as Frozen these days. So it was kind of a like brother-sister. I think Frozen, like the movie, is about sister-sister. So Eric and I started out as brother-sister in a show. And, you know, I just – my favorite story about that is at the end we hug. He gives really good hugs. And during our last show, I really like savored the last hug because I was like, oh, I'll never hug him again. And now I get to hug him all the time. Oh. It's so gross. It's such a gross story. I know.
We are starting out real sappy.
I know. It's a love podcast. It's fine.
What I loved is that Sarah and I both had to like muffle our squeals.
No, it's fine. It's, you know, you're supposed to scream inside your heart. We squee inside our hearts a lot. So you graduated high school. You both moved to LA to pursue acting, which seems to have been a solid choice on your part.
That's true. We moved out here ready for showbiz.
So you guys have been together, as we said, for so long. And what we wanted to talk about was some of the ways that you and your relationship has changed and evolved. What were some of the changes that you went through as you became who you are now?
You know, I entered this relationship thinking I was straight and he was straight, but I'm bi. Just all these things that have come up and I've learned about myself and vice versa, and just how we've figured that out.
Yeah, we've come a long way.
Hope, can I ask you about sharing with Eric that you were bi and figuring out that you're genderqueer?
I guess, okay, so I've always been bisexual, and I've always grown up being like, okay, am I gay or am I straight? And I just never figured out that there was an in-between. And it would always just be so confusing. And I remember I Googled, like, how do you tell your straight partner that you're bi? And I looked and I couldn't find a lot of information. Maybe I didn't know how to Google correctly.
How is this not a BuzzFeed checklist?
This should definitely be like a listicle, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Right?
I don't know. I was just trying to prepare to how to tell, like, be in a, like, straight passing relationship as a bi person. And so I got all this courage. I waited the last minute before Eric had to leave to a concert. It was just this whole thing of me putting it off. And I was like, I'm going to do it. We kind of have a thing that we do where I take Eric on a long walk. And sometimes towards the end of the walk, I just go like, okay, I have something to tell you. And he's like, okay. And then...
yeah, we've had a few of those walks and none of them are, you know, it's never like scary or upsetting or anything. But like, whenever that moment happens, I just like, okay, I have to put myself in a place to listen. Yep. Something's going to be shared now. Okay,
yep.
Here we are.
Yep.
Yeah, I find that it's usually me bringing up all the changes. So all the entire time during the walk, I'm just like, do it, Hope. And I'm like, okay, by the time we get to the end of this street, I'm like, do it. And I'm like, oh, I didn't do it. And then I'm like, we're almost home. I just have to do it. And I was so prepared. And I said, I'm bi. And I like, I'm in tears. And then Eric goes, oh, me too.
And so he found the listicle is what you're saying.
Right. I don't know. So Eric is bisexual and I'm bisexual, but he was just like, oh, me too. After I spent all this time,
all that agony
preparing to be, have this straight man in my relationship. And so I was completely thrown off. I didn't know how to respond to that one. And the way that, like, I was in tears and Eric is like, yeah, me too. Yeah, cool, cool, cool.
I would frame it as more I was trying to be supportive and positive and then also sharing. But yeah, I totally weaseled my way into that moment and made it a moment for myself. In my defense, I was going through my own thing of thinking like, okay, how like do I have the conversation? How do I share? How am I gonna sit down and do this? I feel a little bad because it was like Hope's moment to like tell me this thing. It was obviously very important to them. But yeah, when Hope shared that, I was just like, okay, now's the moment. Like, don't put it off again. Just share it right now.
Yeah.
It'll be so much easier. You know, this is the perfect moment.
I just have this image of you two going on a walk and Eric, you're sitting there thinking, all right, we have been walking for 8 hours. What do you need to say? Mm-hmm.
So another lap?
Yeah, I'm definitely seeing a trend, Hope, in how you deliver news.
Yeah, sure. I've been trying to get better on, I did, like, Eric was like, I don't know if I should go to this concert. I'm like, leave. I, like, prepared this so you would just leave afterwards so I could be by myself and all my feelings.
I need to take a breath.
We'll be right back after this short break.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique two-in-one product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I think there's definitely a different conversation when men come out as bi. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you're actually gay. Or like, my response later that night was like, ew. And I think I actually told Eric that, which is one of like the worst things I could have ever done. And I wasn't very understanding and I didn't understand bi men. Definitely one of my regrets is I wasn't as supportive as I should have been, as we should be towards bi men, you know?
That is sort of like a ingrained fear that you have the experience of like bisexuality in general, but I would say particularly for men, it's like bi today, gay tomorrow. You hear, you know, like being bi is just one step out of the closet to actually admitting that you're just gay, you know. So there is that sort of fear, like if I say this, am I going to be disbelieved? You know, mm-hmm. Will they accept that this is a valid thing for me?
I have read about often your first reaction to something is something that you've been taught. And then your second thought as you reconsider it is what your internal compass is going to help you with. So if your first reaction is, wah, then that's what you've been taught is the right response. And then if you check yourself, then you're unlearning what you've been taught. And it's a lot to unlearn what you're taught when it comes to prejudices against sexuality and gender. Like it's a whole lot of mess that you tackle when you do that, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've been doing that a lot and making sure I'm supportive and sort of unlearning, you know, mm-hmm. And then towards Eric, it was, ew, but he doesn't deserve that. Nobody deserves that. And I really had to check myself and figure out how I can be supportive of myself and my partner and everybody else who deserves that.
I want to thank you, Hope, for letting us read some of your blog posts. I particularly loved something you wrote where you said, I hate the term coming out because it's really about letting you in. And that is so true. And as mm-hmm. as the parent of a queer child, that is definitely something that I value, that my child trusts me to let me know him in all of the different ways that he sees the world. But you are letting people in. And was it easier because you have this long foundation of knowing each other to let each other in even further into your lives this way?
I personally have been working on my communication, and I think it's become a lot easier as I've learned how to let Eric in finally, you know.
Yeah,
like as we evolve and let each other in.
The depth with which I know Hope is so much greater than when we went on our first date.
Yeah.
I don't know what the interaction would have been if these things had been shared, you know, 6 months into our relationship as compared to now. I'd like to think it would have been the same maturity and depth and supportiveness of reaction, but you never know. But yeah, building on, was it 14 years now of dating? It's like, yeah, there is a depth and a connection and a familiarity that thankfully makes it so much easier to be open and honest about these things.
So of course I want to ask, Eric, when did you know that you wanted to marry Hope?
I think actually both of our attitudes to this relationship was, you know, one day at a time and see what happens. I think maybe for me, what really solidified it was, you know, I had a really bad bike accident about 4 years ago, where basically I broke my arm in half.
Ouch. And, no, thank you.
His bone was sticking out. He walked a mile by himself with his bone exposed, trying to find help. Somebody stole his bicycle in the moment. He stayed in the hospital for 10 days. He had 5 surgeries.
Yeah. I don't recommend it.
That was a lot.
I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
Not in favor.
Ooh. But it was a full year before I was officially totally recovered. You can learn a lot about somebody in the good times, but you really learn a lot, I think, in the bad times. And so seeing how Hope reacted, how Hope was there for me, dirt when times were real bad, I was like, this is somebody that I can rely on and trust and share my life with, not just when things are wonderful or when things are boring, but when things are bad. It's like, okay, I think we are solid for the long haul for sure. You know, this is who I want to spend the rest of my life with.
I really think that experience, as awful as it was definitely a shift in our relationship that really solidified it.
Do you remember when you knew that you wanted to say yes, that you wanted to marry Eric?
Oh boy.
Was it a long walk?
So there was a time where I was like, okay, when we're together for 10 years, I want to be engaged, you know? And so he was going on my timeline. And then by the time he was planning to propose and I found out and I was like, no, I can't handle it. And I was still going through my freak out of just being like, just sharing this part of me with people that I like hid for so long. And I've always recognized that he has all the qualities of someone I would like to marry, but I wanted to be the partner that I thought he deserved. And to survive that, and then later, when I was feeling confident and more calm, I was like, yo, I'm ready. And he's like, okay.
For each of you, how have all of these changes made you into who you are as a couple? To talk about yourselves as a couple, how have all these changes strengthened you together?
I think when you're this open and honest about who you really are, I think there's just a depth of connection, you know, that you can't get from any other sort of experience. It just comes with that. It's easy to be honest about like, oh, my favorite foods, my favorite TV show, things like that. But when you start saying, well, you know, actually, here's my sexuality and I haven't ever told this to anybody before. And they hear that and they accept that. It's hard to put into words exactly what it's like. You know, it's sort of this intangible thing, but it's the depth of connection that's just grown tremendously.
I think having the confidence in our relationship that who I am in 10 years, Eric will be there and support me, is a different type of trust.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great feeling of security of knowing that you can sort of depend on somebody to be there through the thick and the thin and for whoever you really are, that you don't have to hide or change. You can really be your whole self, and that's not going to scare somebody away.
Well, thank you guys so much for being so honest. Where can people on the internet encounter you in your preferred locations?
I'm on Instagram at Hope James, HopeJames.
I am _ Eric Eisenhower, _ EricIsenhower.
So Hope, I understand that you work a lot with the Trevor Project. So can you just give us like a brief rundown of what you do with them? And, you know, it's such a great organization.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So the Trevor Project is a great place for youth where you can go talk 24 hours. It's a lot of queer children, queer youth, just exploring their sexuality, their gender, they go where the crisis. It's been very cool for me because it's being that person I wish I had or I wish I knew I needed at that time. But yeah, it's a very great resource. And then if you're older, over 25, there's the LGBT hotline or help center that I also volunteer with. They have phone calls. If you go to their website, there's a lot of resources. I wish I had known that when I came out because I desperately needed it all. But yeah, there's people to talk to.
I have had such a really just powerful 25 minutes talking to you. Thank you so much for being so honest and for coming on the show today. It really means a lot to have you be so very much yourselves and to trust us with who you are. Thank you for that.
Thank you so very much for having us.
Thank you. It's been lovely talking to you.
Sarah, that was so nice and so lovely. So before we carry on with our day, let's grab some love to go, shall we? Any sweet thoughts or takeaways from our episode today?
Mine comes from Hope, who has a blog, and they wrote, "Let yourself be known and let your story be known. And it is so scary sometimes to be who you are, but it is worth it when you can truly be yourself in the world because you only have the one life. Make it the one that is meant for you. Be who you are."
Oh, that is so nice. I love that.
And also, value the people who love and accept you for who you are. That is a true treasure in this world.
Yeah, you got to value the people who want to go on those walks with you.
And who will go and see Sonic the Hedgehog with you.
Exactly that.
Let Sonic be your guide. And if you would like to tell us what movie you saw with deep regrets, or who knows you best in the world, we would really love to hear your love story. You can send an email to lovestruckdaily@frolic.media. If you have any questions or thoughts, we would love to hear from you. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter @LoveStruckDaily for extra content. Please leave a review and subscribe and spread the word about the show. We'd love to bring more love into everyone's earbuds. And that's it for our Pride Month re-release week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember that there are tons of queer stories to explore. So if you're in need for more Pride, go back and explore our archives. There's plenty of love to go around.
And a sweet little addendum to this story, Hope and Eric actually are getting married next weekend. Hope and Eric, we love you so much. And the whole Lovestruck team sends a huge congratulations.
Our researcher is Jesse Epstein. Our editor is Jen Jacobs. Our producer is Abigail Steckler and Little Scorpion Studios. Our behind-the-scenes hatcher of plans is Jillian Davis. And we are executive produced by Frolic Media and iHeartRadio. And we wish you all a very happily ever after.